Now, a very important point. Who do we have before us when we adore Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament? We have Jesus himself, but all of himself. And you know what is good to do? To think that Jesus himself is there alive, alive, real. Which means his whole life is there. He's not stuck in a position like paralyzed, still, and bored. No. We can contemplate Jesus, for example, as a baby in the womb of Mary. He's there. We have Jesus being born in Bethlehem. We have Jesus being fed by the breast of Mary, his mother. We have Jesus being rocked in the arm of Joseph and maybe pulling on his beard, as children do, you know. We have Jesus being adored by the shepherds, by the kings. We have Jesus on the little donkey going to Egypt. We have Jesus under the strong sun of Egypt, maybe starving a little bit because they were very poor. We have Jesus growing up and taking his first little steps. We have Jesus climbing a tree and pick up figs and giving them to his mother, laughing. We have Jesus learning how to pronounce his first words, his first prayers to his Father in heaven. We have Jesus going to that synagogue. We have Jesus helping Joseph to cut the wood, to carry the wood. By the way, Joseph taught Jesus how to carry the beams, you know, don't forget that. Jesus was actually trained by Joseph to carry the cross. How many beams has he carried as a carpenter? So, back to our contemplation. We have Jesus as an adolescent in Nazareth, praying with his Jewish people, maybe in the synagogue or outside, eating with Mary the food that she prepared for him. We have Jesus sleeping in their little home of Nazareth. We have Jesus playing with his friends. We have Jesus going to the Jordan to be baptized. We have his whole life multiplying the loaves and healing the sick and freeing the possessed. We have Jesus praying all alone on the mountain at night and his father pointing out the 12 apostles to him. We have Jesus at the Last Supper. We have him at the agony in the garden, being scourged at the pillar, being crowned, being with Pilate and in his passion, all his passion. We have Jesus there, all of him. The entire Jesus is there alive. We have Jesus resurrected, full of light and joy and glory. And we have Jesus going back to his Father welcoming him. We have Jesus sitting at the right hand of the Father as our advocate. The same, the very same Jesus is entirely there in the host. How can we get bored? How can we dare get bored? So according to your mood at my point, according to your inclination, you can contemplate Jesus as a baby, you can talk to him as a child of four. It's sometimes good, you know, because when we feel guilty, for example, because we have been sinning, a little child does not see or suspect any evil. So it's a healing to be with a child in those moments. Think about it. And when you receive communion, just think you receive a baby sometimes. It helps. Now, you can also contemplate Jesus in a special way during his passion. Jesus spoke a lot to the saints about contemplating him in the passion. Our Lady said also, remember that message. Today, in a special way, dear children, I invite you to take the cross in your hands and to meditate on the wounds of Jesus. Ask of Jesus to heal your wounds, which you, dear children, during your life sustained because of your sins or the sins of your parents. That was in March 25th, 97. Just do that. Take the cross in your hand and contemplate Jesus, his body, his wounds. And when you look at the host, you have Jesus on the cross, the very same Jesus. And what does he tell you? He tells you, I thirst. And you can say to him, Jesus, here I am to quench your thirst. I'm not a good man, Lord. I'm not a good woman. I'm not a holy person. But still, here I am, Lord. Take me as I am. Because, Lord, you came for the sick and for the sinners, so I'm on your list. You came for me, definitely, Lord. You know, that's what I'm telling him every day. I'm on your list, Lord, definitely. Because, you know, when I listen to the list of the 8 Beatitudes, well, on the last day, I'm afraid I might not be on that list. Blessed the poor, blessed the merciful, blessed the peacemakers, and so on. I might not be there, you know. But when he says, I've come for the sinners, for the sick, I think, oh, thank God, I am on that list. He came for me. I said, Jesus, you came for me, so I come for you too. And you know, when you adore the Blessed Sacrament, Just come for him. Just come to please him. Like the lady with the roses, she just wanted to please her mother. Come for him. Come to console him. Come to tell him about your life. Come to tell him about the needs of your people, of your parish, of your country. Come for him. And then he will do everything for you. Do you know what he said to Catherine of Siena one day? Be occupied with my things, and I will be occupied with yours. And Our Lady said exactly the same thing in Medjugorje. Give me your worries, give me your concerns, and then your heart will be free for prayer, and then pray for my intentions. And there she offers us a kind of swap, you know. Give me your stuff and take my stuff. But the stuff of Jesus is divine, so we are the great winners. We give him garbage, he gives us divine things, my gosh. We are winners. Great time before the Blessed Sacrament. Wow, great times.